Thank you so much for watching Texans TV. On Monday at the Houston Texans Charity Golf Classic, some football creeped into the conversation. And needless to say, the team excited to see Brian Cushing return for 2013.
Oh, it's going to be huge. Just his emotional leadership, what he brings from that standpoint, as well as his productivity on the field. I mean, in the nickel packages, the way he can rush the passer when he's called on, as well as just in base being the leader of the group and the focal point against the run. And he can also play the pass pretty well. So just and that emotional side of it is going to be big for us.
We had some guys that filled in, did a good job last year, and we won some games, but it's still a star player. Anytime you lose a star player, it's great to have him back. I think he's progressing well. He's going to be ready.
I'm watching him today, Mark. It sure looks like he's ready to go. I know it's not time to turn him loose yet, but he's come a long way. You know what he missed? 11 games last year, I think, plus two playoff games. So, you don't get that time back in this league, so I know he's chomping at the bit.
Ed Reed recently had surgery on his hip, and there was a lot of discussion naturally about the playmaking safety.
Anytime a guy's operating on, you're concerned, especially at this time of year. So, if it had been right after the season, it would have been different. So, there's a little concern, but the good thing about him, he's experienced it before. He's an experienced guy. You have no problem with him studying or knowing what you're doing. He's gonna spend all the time it takes, off the field to get ready. So I think it'll be ready when it's time.
We didn't expect it, but it started bothering him. He has had this issue on the other side before. So once it started happening, that's when we got aggressive in what we need to do to get him ready to play the season.
With rookie minicamp at the end of the week and OTAs around the corner, it's going to be a good chance for the team to look at some new faces.
Yeah, it's exciting to see that. We've seen them on tape. We've interviewed a lot of them, but to see them out on the field, I think it's going to be exciting to see those guys come in here and work this weekend and just see what they can do. I think we've got a really good class, so we'll see.
I really just want to see where they're at. We've got our draft choices that obviously want to see where they're at. All the free agents that we've signed, catching them up a little bit to speed. And then we've got a lot of guys from a trial basis that will have a chance to be signed depending on how they do this weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll have five practices in 3 days and see how it comes out.